Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of the Mischief Makers podcast with me, Charlie Russell, and Chris Leask.
Hello!
And Ellie Morris.
Hello!
This is our very festive edition, Christmas, New Year, and a little look back over the year of 2023 and Mischief. And I'm very excited to have you both here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. I feel really great. I came to the last one as well.
Yes, I was there too.
Christmas. We did the last one as well.
Did you do one last year?
Yeah, so we're experienced. And so that means
okay.
This
so
time
I'm the noob.
You're the noob. And I'm going to win the quiz this time because I horribly lost.
Wait, there's a quiz?
Oh, baby.
Oh, did I just give that away?
You did.
Quiz.
That was a nice quiz.
I'm going to win.
I'm here for
I've been
quiz.
Thinking about it all year and I'm so annoyed I lost last
is
time.
Is it me so against Chris? Because we've actually been conducting another competition between us during the show. Peter Pan, there's a quick change where we both have to put on the UV cloaks. We wear these like big black cloaks for this sequence, which happens in Peter Pan Goes Wrong currently. And me and Chris every night will race each other to see who can get into the cloak first.
Yeah,
so the rivalry
it's very
is there.
But it also used to be, for we've done so many shows of this, and every time, so just before we go and do this quick change, Ellie is lying on the floor having just done something on stage, and I used to always help you up from the floor, but now the competition started.
Not anymore.
I leave her there.
You kick me
and
to the curb.
Sprint.
You actually sabotage me.
So brutal.
Chris
kick.
Has told the stage management to literally set my costume further away from me. Not give
win.
The light to me so I can see. But do,
I'm
you know,
a bit competitive.
Do I still win, Chris?
Yeah, you do. You're so quick. You're
you
so
still
quick.
Win.
Yeah.
So, Chris,
I've got like a bigger service area to cover.
No, sometimes you've won.
You cheated and you're still losing.
No, you won. You won. I think it's like 5-3 or something right now.
There
are right,
no there,
there's, you know, yeah, yeah. So, in my head, wrestling is part of the game.
Well, I'm quizmaster now, my friend.
Okay.
I can tell you there are some rules.
No
okay,
cheating
so I
allowed.
Can't,
no cheating allowed unless
great.
It pleases me.
Okay, great. Okay.
If it entertains me, I will accept it.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
I know.
This is pressure.
You're
I
both
like this.
Very entertaining. Don't you worry.
Remember the
well,
W thing you said?
One,
that was
yeah.
Oh
is actually the answer's not going to even come until the end of the episode.
Wow.
So
the
exciting.
Long game.
This is cool. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're starting off because we're going to talk about the whole year of Mischief. And in January, of course, January, of course, the Mind Mangler UK tour began in Swindon. Obviously, in the Mind Mangler, the Mind Mangler reads the audience's minds. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of this, I'm going to ask you to guess what card is hidden under this cup that I've had here since you before you even arrived.
Oh my gosh, that
That's
cup's
right.
been here since the beginning of time.
I saw these put down.
Oh, you saw
and
the card?
I should have looked.
Mm. Oh, so you're saying you saw the card?
I should have cheated then.
No, because
no,
so
I
saying...
didn't see it. What I'm saying is I should have seen
okay,
it.
Okay, I know
and
what it is.
And I wouldn't have told
this
you
this one is already
it.
Down. This
I
one
am...
was down before he arrived.
So what are these
I'm
ones here?
Psychic.
Well,
I believe
you...
I know what it is.
Okay, listen.
You actually know what it is? Okay.
How do you know what it is?
I just believe I do.
Wow.
Go
on,
okay.
Then. What is it?
No, because you only have one guess,
okay.
Just so you know.
Well, I believe I know what
but
it is.
I want you to know that you get a point. You get a point if the suit is correct, okay. And you get a point if the number is correct. But if you get both, you get 5 points. And there may or may not be clues or red herrings dotted around this room.
No.
Oh, my God.
I am
Can I ask
master.
You a question? Did you choose the card? Is it a specific card that you've chosen or was it random?
It was not random. It was chosen for me by Rona.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It is neither personal that means to me. Something to you.
No,
this changes
it's
everything.
Not that.
But I still know what it is.
So you could choose to.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, because I can actually.
I am.
So unlucky for you, I can't read the cards, but I can
read
your brain. So we're going to have the same answer.
I am going with the heart.
That's very helpful.
I am going with the heart, but what heart, Chris?
You were going to get five
points. Wow!
No. Ah,
we have some guesses. You're not even
going to. No, I didn't say guess. That was just throwing ideas.
But there is a star which makes me think five.
That's. Oh, because of the 5 points.
Because of the 5 points of the star.
But maybe, you know, there are lots of things around here. But if you want to look now, if you want to look later, you can just look around the whole room.
I want to scan the whole room.
How much of the whole room?
But,
no, that was just a heart. A heart. A heart. That's a heart. So I'm going with heart.
Or is it a red herring?
No. Because... That would be so mean.
Also,
I think that was just here. Yeah, it wasn't you, was it?
Okay, for people who don't know what we're looking at, there is a heart-shaped post-it on the door with a note on it that says, please, something, something, I have really bad eyesight, I can't read.
This is very good. I love this game so much.
Wait, I thought I knew and now I don't.
Don't doubt yourself.
I was going to go, if I may be so bold, with the Ace of Hearts.
Well, I don't think we guessed yet.
No, but
you can if you'd like to. But that will be it. That will be your guess.
Yeah, I'm off.
You don't have to guess
straight
away.
I'm not
going to
guess yet.
Okay.
Would you like to guess now? Would you like to put that down early as your guess?
Like, part of me says yes.
Well, why don't you just hold that in your mind and I won't write it down? Because
don't write it down.
As like the rules state. Who knows the card knows how wrong you are.
Mm. No.
Or,
as the rules state
I can
that I've created,
yeah.
If I write it down, that's law.
Okay, fine. So right. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, in that
I
case,
think, but...
look at me in the eyes.
No.
Ace.
I'm not looking in the eyes.
Queen.
Because...
I'm going to pull a Darren Brown here. Ace, Queen, Jack.
Nine.
King.
It's a nine.
It was a nine. It's a nine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, it's fine.
She's
let's keep the game going, but well
okay.
done. It's
okay.
a nine.
Well, in the end of the episode, I shall reveal.
Oh, this is exciting.
After I've heard your guesses.
Okay,
it's going to be very exciting.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
And now we'll move on to... What happened in February, guys?
No one had a baby in February.
Actually...
Maybe someone had a baby. It's all someone had a baby.
I'm sure someone had a baby. So I'm not wrong. One point in the quiz, right?
Didn't we start rehearsals for Peter Pan?
Oh, yeah.
We actually started in the UK, yeah. We started rehearsals for Pan, that's true.
Yeah.
We also, I think, flew to New York on the last day of February. So
we did the 27th of February.
Yeah.
We flew.
Which was such an exciting day. By the way, weird, because Matt noticed this, Matt Cavendish, was exactly the same day that the cast of The Play That Goes Wrong flew out to New York in 2017.
Exactly the same day.
27th of February.
So cool.
And that was brought a week earlier because we were supposed to go out a week later, weren't we?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was really like
really cool.
spooky. It was super spooky.
So that would have been exactly 5 years after?
Six.
Longer.
Really?
2017, I can't do maths. 6 years. 6 years since we've been on.
6 years. Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
That's mad.
But other cool things happened that weren't actually, weirdly, about us.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
wild.
Do I care then?
New Play That Goes Wrong West End cast was announced.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Very
They're
exciting.
Very good.
I mean, we had to say goodbye to the other cast, which were incredible, but then we were very excited to meet the new ones. And by the way, they are very, very good. So if you have the chance to go and see The Play That Goes Wrong in London, you should.
Definitely do.
And The Play That Goes Wrong was voted the best West End play at the London for Groups Award.
Ooh.
London for groups, like
full
groups of people.
Anti-individuals, only for groups.
Yes.
So what would that be like? Bus, coach,
bus
coaches
loads.
Of people? Bus loads of people?
Tram loads of people.
Only if you consider yourself part of a group. No, it's a wonderful, it's a really, really cool thing. And it's voted for by audience members as well, which I think makes
that's
very
cool.
So it's really nice all these people who had been... going to the theatre had actually even taken the time to vote for us, which is very cool.
Oh,
really nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you to whoever...
For the groups.
Which
Thank
groups
you
voted
to
for
the
us.
Groups.
Thanks to the groups.
That's
Thanks
very cool. Another award. I wonder how many awards Is that going to be a question?
How many awards does the Play the Goes Round one?
Oh, probably tons. Like at least 10.
20.
Guess it now.
21.
Guessing it.
For me, right now.
Well, I think it's won the award of our hearts.
Honey.
The award of our hearts? No.
Award of our hearts.
Award of our
hearts. Wait, hearts. You said hearts. It's definitely
you
a heart.
You said heart. It's definitely a heart. Oh my days.
Well, that's the thing about subconscious. You're not going to think about it. Of course.
Oh my gosh.
If this isn't a heart, you've
I'll
done.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
I an evil genius.
No.
No, it's true.
No,
it's true.
You're not,
okay.
You're a nice person.
Fair enough. So that was awesome. But then heading into March, we have no quiz for.
Okay, that's fine.
Heading into March. The Mind Mangler tour finishes and Peter Pan begins previews in Broadway, but the other way around, as we discussed with Henry.
Which was a very stressful time. They did really well.
Oh my god.
For them, it was a walk in the park for us. I don't know, actually, no, it was tiring still for us.
It was tiring.
It was pretty, I found it quite hard, seeing as we got there, we had a week, and then I got COVID.
Oh, God.
Oh, my days, of course you did, during the tech.
Yeah.
You opened with us, though, still.
I did. I was really, really lucky. So I, I had symptoms, took a test after the first day of tech. No, the first evening of tech. And then I had symptoms, so I had to stay indoors for the allotted amount of time, and I'd followed all the regulations. But thankfully, I was officially allowed to come back in time for, I think, a dress run, even.
Was it the dress run? Yeah.
So I was really, really lucky.
That is lucky. And no one else caught it at that time.
Yeah, I didn't give it on. You know what? I have had COVID 4 times now.
That's crazy.
Four times?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow. I've had it once.
I'm really good.
I've had it twice.
And I barely knew it was there.
Was that in New York?
Mm.
No, it wasn't. It was, when was it? I don't remember what it was. But I was living with someone.
How nice for you. But I have had it 4 times and I have never, just to my knowledge, passed it on to a single human.
Oh, wow.
I think I did pass it on to my cat, though.
Can cats get it?
I don't know the science, but there was a belief that you could give it to a cat, but then a cat couldn't give it to a human.
That's not fair.
And she got really sad and she slept under my bed for ages and I thought maybe I gave her COVID. It's not official. It's not been verified.
But you know what? I mean, what really can be verified these days, Charlie? You know, anything can be.
Well, exactly. Like, how do you know if something's a ceremony or not?
Exactly.
Like, how do you know
a ceremony
if something's an award?
Yeah.
There's simply no way to know anything these days, is what I'm saying.
Well, I do know that we were quite stressed and tired and excited and all the feelings when it came to Pan.
Yeah, it was great.
It was. But it was also, like, it was an amazing experience. That was a potentially sour start, losing you.
But you bounced back.
But you bounced back. We went on, opened it. Audiences were amazing. They were so lovely over there.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. And it was amazing being in that theatre, the Ethel Barrymore, which was so damn cool.
And did you know, well, it was famous. It had, I think, Marlon Brando played there.
He did. Yeah.
There were always theories about maybe a ghost of him being in the theatre still.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Very cool. Very cool.
And I was really sure that there was a ghost the whole time. Do you remember that door that kept, like, popping open?
I tell you, this
door keeps popping open. And then right at the end of the run, Stephen James Anthony told me that it had been him the entire time.
He'd just been opening the door.
He would go past the door and just shove it open really gently as he went.
That is absolutely
That's excellent.
To freak me out.
Okay, well,
it's a bit embarrassing that I fell for that, but there you go.
But I did too. I think I remember that.
We became whipped up by the idea that there was a ghost.
And it was Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
I also love the idea that he died in LA, didn't he? But his ghost floated all the way back to the one theatre he once did a job in.
Exactly.
The idea, if that's how ghosts work, then I really hope it's not like that lavatory I used once. Do you know what I mean? I hope it's like somewhere that like is good.
That's sweet though, if you would have floated back to your favourite place you'd ever been.
Oh, that's actually kind of sweet.
Ghost pilgrimage.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Let's write
it down.
Mine
would be like the fridge.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yours would be the fridge.
Food is really good. I'd end up in haunting some sort of, like, I don't know, chicken sandwich.
Haunting a chicken sandwich. But you would love that.
Like, I would absolutely love that. But I'd be sitting there going,
It would actually be almost be torture.
Where would you end up? Because you'd go in. We don't need to go down this way.
Yeah.
I think we all know.
Maybe it would be the ghost of a chicken sandwich.
But as the ghost, do you think you would be consumed by a human, or do you think you would remain in the fridge?
I'm worried about it. I don't know. It's a big question. I really hope this isn't how it happens with death.
But you've got to pick the thing, and you've picked a chicken sandwich. If it does happen like that.
What would yours be? Yours would be like some sort of
Ethel Barrymore Theatre. With Marlon.
You and Marlon.
With Marlon, yes.
But of course, as well, I've got to still decide where I want to haunt. But
yes.
Going back to Mischief, and then my Mangler people were still going, and they weren't with us even at the beginning.
I know, yeah.
No.
But did we shows without them? Yeah.
We did. Yeah. We did 2 weeks of previews without either of them.
Mm-hmm. We had Bartley and Ryan
Bartley and Ryan,
they're amazing. They're so good.
I think this is what had to happen, really. I think, you know, it was one of those things. I don't think we all kind of expected Pan to happen. And then in that time frame at the time, you know, I'm sure the producer and everybody was on top of things. But for us, it's like, what? And then there was a tour and trying to, like, make sure everybody kind of got everything. Yeah. All the audiences got everything.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Made it work.
Well, I found it very weird because I had you guys did play. Mm. We didn't.
Oh, yeah.
But you kind of were over there when they were doing play because you were there for a month in New York.
I did a month because I did another show there.
Yeah. So
but it wasn't Broadway.
But I remember I was living at yours way back when we got a phone call from John and Hen saying we're going to Broadway.
With Pan.
This was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was living at yours.
Yeah.
Get this phone call. I get so excited. I'm like, oh my God, like my dream come true. I'm going to Broadway. Then it didn't happen. Every time they called me out of the blue, there was always a part of me that was like, Broadway is happening.
Oh.
Broadway's happening. Yeah. And then for 4 years, I was a bit like, just got annoyed when they rang me.
Yeah.
I was like, stop ringing me. Like, if it's not about Broadway, I don't want a relationship with you.
No, I know. It was sad that it just had they wanted it to happen so many times.
Everyone was working very hard to get stuff over there.
But then it happened.
And we're over there.
Oh.
And annoyingly, I turned up. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, and you hated it, Chris.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Quiz.
Quiz.
Whoa.
So, Peter Pan Goes Wrong opened on Broadway in March.
Oh.
Running until July. Guess how many audiences we played to.
What do you mean audiences? Like members?
The audience, not like people.
How many people? Okay.
Across the show.
Just
shows
on Broadway, not LA.
On Broadway, yes.
How many people?
Guess how many people.
Oh. Obviously, some of those people might have been more than once. But,
yeah. Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, no, it's how many.
Yeah, it's more like that,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, let's go
I
here.
Can actually work this out.
No, but you can't. That's
no, I actually can get the exact figure. Thank you, Ellie.
Okay, so it's.
Okay. So we did that.
I'm going to say 100,000 people.
So 100,000 from Ellie.
Can I ask what the capacity of the theatre is?
You should know.
Yeah, what?
It was 1,001.
1,001? 100?
I think at one point.
Not one.
But then,
oh, no, it was 1,062, isn't it?
Oh, well, there you go. It was around 1,000.
Okay, hang on, bear with me. We did how many shows? 150.
Oh, wait. It depends as well about. Like,
I thought it was bigger. I thought it was bigger.
We did 150.
I redact.
120,000.
I redact.
You cannot redact.
Fuck.
150.
Oh. Beep. I'm going to be beep. Sorry.
Okay, come on.
Okay, I'm going to go for, so it's 1,000. Okay, so it would be 150,000. So it's 70%, which would be, I'm going to go with 89,000.
89,000 from Chris, 120,000 from Ellie. And the answer is over 120,000 people. 120,207.
Oh my
wow,
gosh.
That's insane.
That's amazing. Although,
but
when we
sure
listen back
right
to this, we'll know that I think I actually just said 100,000.
And then you went to, oh, and I added.
But 100. you added 20 and I didn't say anything.
Well, you still win because you're still closer, but also I am giving answers away.
Yeah.
So it is a heart.
It is a heart. We know that now, and it is a 9.
Why are you winking?
She's winking. Okay, well,
damn it.
Over 120,000
really
people.
79,000.
Yeah, that's pretty great, isn't it?
That's pretty great. That's pretty cool.
I'm over 100.
I'm furious.
Yeah,
so that's 1 point.
That's really embarrassing.
That is.
Sorry,
one
we'll
point
get on to how
Ellie
exciting
that's
that is.
So
but like, so that's just 1 point, don't you dare.
1 point to Ellie, 0 points to Chris.
0 points. Don't have to write the zero.
I'm writing the zero.
I need to write zero.
Okay, again.
Okay,
100,000.
No, that is really great, though. And the audiences over there were honestly unbelievable.
Oh,
it was so Like, yeah, because, like, you know, you guys experienced this, but going over there, I was like, does anyone even know who the hell these English people are going to be?
Yeah. Mm.
And then they came over and people knew who they were, and they were wearing, like, costumes. Like, there was someone wearing a Trevor costume. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And
yeah, that's
all this kind of
thing.
Stuff. And, oh, man, everyone was so lovely as well. Everyone was so kind.
Door.
Yeah.
Was great.
Yeah, loved it.
So good
Let's go back over
it.
Again. We've got more shows. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Well, exactly. We've got more we can give you, America.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
But in
America,
April, America, we opened it.
We opened it.
Officially
we opened America.
It.
Yes, like, that still throws me. Yeah.
I know. So in England, we say open is the first preview and then we like press.
Press, yeah.
But in America, they say preview and then opening is their press.
Press night.
Yeah.
But even then, press don't come on that night. They come
the week
weeks
before.
Yes.
Throughout the week.
Yeah.
Right.
So then all the reviews will come out on that.
On they
the
come
day.
Out.
I think that sort of happens in the UK as
that
well.
Does, yeah.
I think it's the next day, no?
Yeah, the next day. Like
but
the
it's
midnight.
Like at midnight.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an embargo for the release of the press, isn't it?
And that's the thing. Like if the party, that's like when you know if the party's going to go till 4 a.m. or shut down at 11.
Yeah,
reviews
it's like
come
people
out
will be reading
like,
it.
Are we?
Yeah, yeah, people will be reading it.
Are we out all night or are we going home to cry?
I really remember that. I have to remember that bank robbery because
yes.
The party went on.
It went on.
We
oh
were
God,
lucky.
That was, amazing,
yeah.
That was really good.
Was
okay.
Good.
Oh. But in April is when we opened with Neil Patrick Harris as our guest narrator.
What an amazing human being.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly.
Can you believe? I'm sorry. Can
yeah,
you believe we worked with Neil Patrick Harris?
It's unbelievable.
No, it is crazy.
He's so talented. And also just the nicest human being in the world.
Yeah, it
and
was.
And we got to hang out with him for 6 weeks, three weeks.
It was four
two
weeks.
2 weeks, one I week,
I
don't know.
He did 4 weeks.
Was it 4 weeks?
Because he
extended.
An extension, yeah.
Yeah, he was originally doing three and then he did four.
And then came back to us at the end.
Just like hung out with us and then he came back in LA. But
it was dreamy.
It was amazing.
My favourite thing about it was that Neil Patrick Harris's dressing room was in the green room, essentially.
Yeah.
So the only way to get to his dressing room would be to walk through the green room. So we would just hang out. Like he had no escape, is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he wanted one.
And no, and he was like us as well, because we're all like big old nerds and love escape rooms and puzzles
so
and all that. And he was hugely keen. So we did all that together as well, which was amazing.
And he was a nerd about the work, right?
That yeah,
why
he's
he
a
wants
huge
to be involved,
fan of.
Right?
Yeah,
he's a fan of us,
kind of
a fan
stuff.
Of the kinds of thing we were doing.
Yeah.
And then it was just like us. Sorry, I'm going to cough again. It was just like us in
that
like
was a
how...
clue. That was a clue.
How many?
That's a three. Okay, that's the three.
You think three of hearts?
Well, she said, which I think is.
Well, it's just gone up.
Well, but she's trying to mess us up.
You've got such a beautiful bit of glitter on the end of your nose.
Oh,
have I?
Now and then your nose shimmers and it's lovely. It's really lovely.
Rudolph,
are you
D? How...
Or is this a diamond?
Oh my God, diamonds are for noses.
Diamonds, wow, this is good. Okay.
This is excellent material, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
so
proud of us.
We're only in April.
I know. But what I was going to say is he was just super into making sure that like the work was as good as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Was what I was eventually
going
to get to. And that was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing, but also very playful. And also like the rest of us as well, just kind of, you know, willing to explore and go, oh, I don't think that worked. And let's come in a bit early and have the conversation. Let's try and really perfect that.
Yeah,
totally. Which was really exciting to work with someone like that, because that's very much how we work as well, because we always want to better that moment or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was completely on board with it. And just, I mean, he's awesome human being.
Yeah, and not to be inappropriate, but like extremely handsome.
Mm.
Now,
yeah,
I actually had to ask him about his skincare regime.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's like just really good moisturizer, SPF, lots of water. Like, I don't know. He's magical.
Lots of water.
I think so. He's just
he showers What?
I know. Chris, I've been on a telly for a while.
Yeah.
People do that.
People do shower.
Yeah. Famous people shower.
Famous people.
I shower. You could shower.
I could shower.
You could.
But, you know, I don't think my skin can get better. Sheen. To be fair, I've already been complaining about the smot that's on my head today for the camera. It's just like my skin knew I was about to go on camera and went, here's a spot, fella.
Lovely. It does that.
No, you don't mean that.
I do.
That doesn't come with my skin. That's an addition.
Sorry, people who aren't
to be
watching
fair,
this, I was
I know
touching
skin
Chris's
regime. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What were you touching?
I was touching Chris's hat that he's wearing.
Yes,
he's wearing
hat.
Some, it's well, what is it?
Headband.
It's a hair. It's a festive headband that says "ho ho ho" in glitter.
It's very beautiful. And what I really like, right, the two red H's across the sort of center line of that horizontal line of the H are little Santa belts.
Great. Oh,
and I just think that's darling.
That is darling. It really is.
Oh, do you want to wear this one? It's kind of
better. No, because this way I get to look at it.
That's very true.
It's very
true.
Nice for me.
That's very true.
And also in April, by the way, the play that goes wrong, West End cast began. So they've been announced previously, but they actually opened.
I thought you were going to say it was my birthday.
And it was your birthday.
And it was your birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Which was lovely
the
day.
The play that goes wrong. Sorry, no, back to you.
That was amazing. Goes wrong, and then we'll get to your birthday. They were announced, and the groups was all in February.
That was in February.
But their first show, the new cast's first show, was in April, which was sad because normally we like to go quite early on. But, of course, a lot of us were in New York, but we heard brilliant things. And I've since been to see it, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And they're a very good cast. I mean, we've always been lucky with our cast. But another great cast where everyone is really, really strong and they work very well together as a team.
Completely. Because I don't know what you mean. Because whenever you go see a show and you come out of it, and you go, that person was really good. You always feel a bit like you want to come out and go, wow, everyone was just phenomenal. Mm. So when you mention one person, you're always just like, oh, does that, you know,
you
want
bad.
It to be an ensemble thing, especially these kind of shows,
yeah.
Right? But they were such a strong unit. They were great. They are great.
But more importantly in April, of course, more importantly than anything else.
Yes, of course.
Guys, I turned 30 in New York and it was very cool.
It was super cool. And actually, we did the best.
Your birthday was unbelievable.
We did laser tag.
We did laser tag.
Which was the coolest.
It became so competitive.
Yeah.
It
was so sweaty. That was honestly, it was like a proper workout.
Did you just say you're sweating out of your...
No, I sweated my ass off.
Oh,
that's a phrase,
goodness.
Right?
Yeah, I just
not
thought
that
you said
I was sweating
out of
my ass. Hole. What?
Okay, you're being deep. This will be cut.
Yes, sorry. Your birthday was amazing.
No, we
it
don't
was
have
very
to
sweaty.
Dwell on the birthday. That was more of a joke, and now it's become a real
it
thing.
I had a wonderful time. It was a very special memory, actually, of New York. It was
yeah,
a really,
me too.
Really great
it was
time.
Cool. It was cool.
It was
and
great.
I wasn't as bad as I thought I was going to be. I was very solidly in the middle. Right, in terms of the ranking,
and
I was really proud of
myself.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I
you
don't
and I were
I
really like
yeah,
similar.
Yeah, I think we
know?
Were similar.
Yeah.
It was so
really
fun.
Well.
Yeah, you were good.
I'm
it was
very,
so
very good.
You were top a lot, weren't you?
I was beaten by the end. I got tired at the end.
Sure.
I'm a sprinter. Yeah. I'm not a marathon boy. so I picked really quickly.
Yeah.
And then had to watch the other boys.
But look, we all had our moment.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But
anyway,
sorry. Go back to the mischief timeline because I've commandeered it now.
Well,
it
would
do my
own
personal life
now.
Events.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I was just checking we didn't need to change batteries. That was what that little wink was around.
We've got enough batteries.
Was it, or was it about?
Yeah. How many times did you wink?
Once. It's the one of hearts.
There isn't a one.
I know.
Ace kind of
trick.
Counts as a one.
Trick, Chris. Okay.
Okay.
Constantly feel like anything I do or say is going to reveal.
You will be so heavily analysed.
Yeah,
I'm freaking out.
You are.
I've never done this before. I don't think I'd be very good.
Look at your hands now.
Mangler.
You keep tucking your thumbs
but
in
also,
when you're talking.
Can I ask?
Right, it's an eight again.
It's an eight.
It's an eight.
What do we win?
Whoa.
There is a prize. Okay.
There is a prize.
Oh, wow. Okay, confirmed.
Thank goodness. That was my chair.
Did you just fart? Charlie Russell just farted. Ladies and gentlemen.
With it.
Charlie
it
Russell
so
just farted.
It's like, honestly, this cushion that I'm sat on, right? If you don't sit on it, it fills up with air, like a whoopee cushion, and then you sit down and you go...
That's what I always say when I fart on a podcast as well.
This chair is filling up with air.
This chair is just one giant whoopee cushion. I don't think it is, hon. It's a normal chair.
I feel
like I'm being ganged up on. No! And I just feel like, I just want to remind you who has the power to give.
That's true.
Or remove actually, points.
No, that's true.
And I'm zero currently, so.
Exactly.
There's a zero.
Big old zero there.
What's next?
Well, in May.
May.
Yeah.
May.
The Mischief Makers podcast return with a special series following the Broadway cast and Peter Pan Goes Wrong.
Yay! Oh, yes. Yes. Who was on that then? So the first
Everyone.
One was...
The first episode, my guests were Greg, Nancy, Henry, Shields, and me. Like, oh, I wasn't a guest. I'm not a guest on my own podcast.
No. We should do that one day, though.
That's what Fred said.
Yeah.
He was like, I want you to interview yourself.
You should ask the questions, and then record afterwards answering them. Oh, that would be such a strange podcast.
But in a way, the sad thing is, I think I could have a conversation with myself out loud for an hour.
I think you
that
could.
That doesn't scare me.
I think that'd be interesting as well.
I do that a lot at home. if my cat was there, I could like talk to her.
Oh,
that's
great.
That's weird.
We can bring your cat in.
Oh, it's embarrassing for me.
Yeah, she's
I
a cat
have revealing. Too revealing.
I have friends.
They are cats.
And they don't work as well on a podcast.
And they all have COVID.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I used to have cat friends, and now they won't be my friend anymore.
Yeah.
You've given them all COVID.
Just leave me. The other episodes we had... I had Adam and Christine on.
I really miss them so much.
Absolute joys. And it was amazing, actually, because I got to hear so much more about what it's like technical theatre, stage management in America, and we got a really cool discussion. I had an episode with Stephen, Bianca and Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
So three of our understudies on Broadway. That was really fun. I also had an episode at the end with Ellie.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
you
Matthew
Ellie.
Cavendish
I was me.
And Harry.
It was me.
Yeah, that was our final one in New York.
You're well done.
And then in LA, I did a final one with Henry Lewis and Jonathan.
And then recently you've done... Oh, but
oh, yes, I did. Well, it will have come out already. So I did Fred Gray when we got back.
Yeah.
So talk about Pan and stuff, which was really, really cool. Mm. And also really important to talk to an associate director. I want to talk to more directors now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, the most recently, last week, in fact, I interviewed Daniel Day Kim.
Who's unbelievable. Just another
unbelievable human being.
Yeah. Nicest human being in the world.
An example to us all.
Yep.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
It was amazing. And I was quite nervous. I went, like, even though I got on really well with him and I wasn't nervous really when we got chatting, but I just sort of, I tried to just put out of my mind that he was actually in Hollywood.
Yeah,
who's achieved so much in his career, both as an actor, but also in loads of other ways, and it's just a treat to get to talk to him.
Mm.
But that began, which was cool. But also, cool. Mind Mangler opens at sea.
Oh,
at sea,
at sea,
the cruise ship.
On a cruise ship. Yeah. Now, this isn't an official quiz question.
Oh gosh!
But do either of you know the name
Mind Mangler.
The cruise line?
Oh,
I know it's Virgin, but I don't know the name.
No. It's the actual name
of the actual ship.
Of the ship.
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
Because I have just found this out.
What is
as
it?
I read this.
Okay, no, do not tell me.
Is it like Lady Mishap or something?
Okay, that is half right.
Okay, Lady.
But that Lady might.
Sheriffton.
Lady is in it.
What did you say?
Lady Sheriffton. It wouldn't be that.
Lady Sheriffton.
Is it?
No.
No. Okay, yeah, great.
Lady Escape.
Close.
Lady
is
Escape.
It is.
Why are you...
She's just clever.
I'm just...
Brutal. It's going to be zero this whole game.
What is it?
The Resilient Lady.
Oh, The Resilient Lady. I like that.
The Resilient Lady.
I love it.
I really enjoy that. I really want to go on one of those.
It's unbelievable. Like, because didn't Henry... Well, the three writers went on
and lived
on it for like... it's not lived, but you had a holiday on it.
Well, yeah, they just went and
tried it out,
like, and they
looked
said it
at
was
the space
incredible.
And saw where the theatre was.
Love.
Yeah,
and I think because it's an adult only cruise, so it's just another like alternative for young adults who want to go, but maybe because cruises can be really good for families, can't they?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you don't have kids and actually like a bit more of a adult themed, and I don't mean sexual.
Yeah,
it's
describing
the more
a boat
I said
orgy.
It, I was like, oh my goodness, this sounds like a sex cruise, which I do not believe it is. but I cannot confirm nor deny.
But it is only for adults. It's just for grown-ups. Let's make that clear.
One more time. They say for grown-ups, which either if you've got kids and it gives you, you know, a break from your kids, or if you don't have kids and you know, it's fun, it's exciting, and I'm going to move on.
A swingers cruise. And that's how the guys write best. Yeah. When they're on their swingers night.
It's just swearing and porn. Yeah. Okay. Also, in Mischief May.
That's the most adult thing for you is swearing. It's adult things like swearing.
Saying swearing.
The word penis. Oh.
And being allowed to choose your bedtime.
I think that is one of the things you can do on this cruise is choose your own bedtime.
I've heard.
Can you actually?
I have heard that.
We will fact check that.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Also in May, it was Mischief May at Play That Goes Wrong, which is when they specifically raise lots of money for charity.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. So this year they partnered with Spread a Smile, which is a charity that try and bring joy and hope to seriously ill children in NHS hospitals, hospices and homes across the UK.
Amazing.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's so great. So that was all the Mischief shows that were on.
I think it
money.
Was the play that goes
the
wrong.
The play that goes wrong, particularly. Yeah, great.
Yeah, specifically, we're raising money for Spread a Smile. There was also a family actually came to see the show and they got to meet the cast after after every performance in May.
Wow.
A family
was
able to do that. So isn't that amazing?
That is incredible.
Cool. And also, like, well done, gang, who were doing that. They'd also, as we know, had only just opened. They'd had a lot on. They also live streamed a 30-minute behind the scenes workshop into hospitals and living rooms around the country.
Very cool. Wow.
I did not know any of this. That's
and they
amazing.
Raised £6,487.07.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you for that £0.07, Chris.
You're welcome.
Really nice. It's really good of you.
I wanted to give something.
But really, really, really cool.
That is really cool.
That is really,
awesome.
Really cool. That is amazing.
I know. I'm
well
very
done.
Much. That was from the streaming. That was the...
No, so I think that was also from Bucket Collections as well, whilst they were there, and then, other fundraising activities. And then they did the stream, which would have raised a little bit of money, but also provided that, fun and joy for people. Because I imagine that with, families with seriously ill children, you just don't think about how difficult it must be to actually go out and organise an excursion. Yeah. So if you can bring something into the home or into the hospital itself, and kids get to be kids again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing in theatres. That I feel like, I don't run theatres, so I don't know.
You don't run
theatres. No. In case anyone was wondering. I just wanted to declare right now, I don't run theatres.
Okay.
But
you don't run marathons.
I don't run marathons, but I'm a sprinter.
He's not a marathon boy.
He's not a marathon boy. But I feel like Bucket Collection should be done all year round in theatres.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
In the world.
Buckets everywhere, on every corner of the street. I just feel like it would be a good idea. But once again, I don't run theatres. I'm a sprinter. I'm not a marathon boy.
Well, actually, as you guys know, in Peter Pan Goes Wrong this year, we're raising money every show.
Every single show.
Money left, right and centre.
It's either buckets or there's QR codes around the theatre. Yeah. We're really proud of that. And I know the thing is, it's difficult. It's a difficult time in the world.
Yeah.
In the UK with cost of living and, people mustn't feel obliged
absolutely
to give something they can't
not.
Give.
Yeah,
but if they are able and would like
are
to.
Are able to. It's a good opportunity to do it. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Again, no quiz question for May.
Do you want me to
or
make,
June.
We could make one up.
Well, it was technically the Resilient Lady.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't official, so there were no points given.
Okay. Do I get half a point for saying lady?
That's absolutely not fair. I've seen a lady. Do I get a point?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You should.
Like, is that how it works? You can't just make up rules.
Who was she?
It's one lady.
It's so beautiful. Who was she?
Who is the lady?
Oh, she was the most gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
She's
lady.
The most beautiful lady I've
a
ever
fair
seen.
Lady.
I'm gonna do it. It's Keira Morris.
Oh,
it's my girlfriend. I named
so
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
No, that's adorable.
Pretty,
and also,
though.
She is a lady.
Very pretty lady.
And she is a lady. Yeah.
And she's a lady.
Very pretty.
She's
lady.
A lady. Well, back to awards.
Oh,
what
yeah.
counts as an award? I can tell you.
Yes.
The Drama Desk Award. Peter Pan Goes Wrong in America won the Drama Desk Award for Unique Theatrical Experience.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. I don't really know what that means.
Well, indeed.
It's like when you see something.
We didn't want to give them best play.
And someone says, that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And that's what that award is.
That was unique. unique.
Yeah, that was yeah.
And also an experience.
wasn't a play.
But a great yeah. award to get.
I know. And I'm very proud.
Yeah, that was
did
thrilling.
Did we get a trophy?
I believe there were trophies.
There were little, you know, those like, are they glass statues?
Well, the one we got that's the other was thing. The other one.
Oh.
But there were also awards for the drama desk. There were like actual physical awards.
I want it.
Cute. No, we got, what was the other one? Well, there was another award.
Yes. The other one was the Broadway.com Audience Choice Awards.
Very cool.
Oh, great.
For favourite new play.
And we did get
There
that.
You go.
So officially a play.
Okay. Yeah.
But that one also, that one's voted for, obviously, by the audience.
So cool.
Which is great. We do really well with the audience awards.
Yeah. That's nice. It's nice,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
People like it. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that was really cool. Maybe this happens in the UK as well, but it seems like Broadway, all the theatres are just very connected. Like, there's a real sense of community on Broadway. And yeah. so at these events, you would just, like, there would just be all the people in the shows.
And all the
like,
softball league.
Lest we forget. Yes.
Oh.
They have Broadway softball leagues. Which we
played in. We were so bad with bottom of the
league.
Terrible.
We
yeah,
did.
I
never
played.
I was too afraid
pitcher.
Of being injured. What?
Yeah. I think
it was really
I did
cool.
okay.
You did
well
great.
I think I did okay.
You
I pitched. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, they have a bowling league.
I was done
as well.
After 5 minutes because the whole marathon thing.
Not a marathon boy. I'm never gonna let you forget that.
Not
I love
a marathon
it so
boy.
Much. Yeah, well, also yeah, in cool. June, we had another guest narrator.
Oh, Ellie Kemper!
Yeah.
was that a quiz question?
No, it was not a quiz question. I'm
oh
so
my
sorry.
Gosh, Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper.
I love her
once again,
dearly.
We did so well with our special guests.
I mean, that was like, so cool. That was so cool.
Just everything that you see on screen, like as in just the nicest, smiliest, friendliest, kindest human person in the world.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
Yeah. I was not actually in the shows for her because I was actually very lucky to be able to go home for my sister's civil partnership, if anyone was interested in
it. Oh,
really? Yes.
Well, you weren't there for the whole week.
Yeah, I was not
was
there
she,
for the entirety.
Was she only in 1 week?
Yeah, she was there 20th to the 20th of June.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I thought she was in it longer.
No, it was just one.
I was so brief,
I did get to meet her.
It was so brief.
You did meet her, yeah.
And
yeah,
that
yeah.
was awesome.
And she's so nice.
A dream come true.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Yeah. Big fan.
And then there was also, did you guys know about the play that goes wrong off-Broadway and Peter Pan goes wrong Broadway Hunt for the understudies for Nana and Winston?
No.
I think I did know about this. People would send in pictures of their dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was this really cool, big campaign where the US ran a search on socials for some pawsome stars to understudy Nana and Winston. I love that pawsome.
Excellent.
So Taylor Louderman, I don't know if you ever got to meet Taylor, but she was a friend of ours and musical theatre star. She was in Mean Girls on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, yes. Came to our opening night.
Yeah.
And she
was on. She was in Kinky Boots on Broadway when we were there.
Yeah.
With Play That Goes Wrong.
Yeah.
She actually helped us launch it and asked people to send in a photo
very cool.
of, or video of their pup. And we had over 150 submissions.
Wow.
What dog won?
Greenie was Nana and Sousa or Sousa were for Ooh. Winston.
That's so fun.
That's so great.
It slightly relates back to, this was before either of you were in the Play That Goes Wrong. When we did the Play That Goes Wrong on tour in 2014 2015.
Yeah.
2014.
Oh, I remember this.
You remember.
I know what it is.
We would do this hunt every week, like every different venue. We would like ask audience members ahead of time to send in their Winston like offerings of their dogs. not like
offerings, like not, what, parts of their body.
Sacrifice your dog.
Yeah, not
for theatre.
But like so they would like audition, their dog, they would send in like a video of their dog, and then each venue there would be a different dog chosen to be Winston.
That's crazy.
But the dog wouldn't be in the show, the dog would just come on for the curtain call as if we'd finally found Winston.
I think that is a great idea, but chaos. Of course.
But what
it was
happened?
Total chaos. So the dogs were lovely and the audience members were lovely. Thank you, all of you who got involved and also lent us your dog. But it was quite tricky because I think even the most sort of well-trained dog isn't necessarily used to 300 to 1,000 yeah. people clapping at them.
Yeah.
And Dave was in charge as Max to bring on the dog and the curtain call. Uh-huh. So we would get a curtain call. Dave would leave. Dave would come back on with a dog. The dog would get a round of applause. But often the dog didn't want to be on stage.
Oh.
So it would look like he was sort of having to drag a dog on stage. Sometimes he wouldn't get on at all. But either way, Dave never got to bow.
Oh, no.
It was such a shame.
To be fair, if I was in that show, I'd want that job.
Oh,
would
yeah,
you want
the
dog
idea of having a dog in a show is my dream. Mm. Just that, because you just between, you know, between scenes, you can just go and chill and play with the dog.
Well,
that
you,
is my sometimes you go on tour and there's certain theatres, like the theatre manager or whatever, will have like a dog, an in-house theatre dog.
Yeah.
And those theatres are my favourite theatres in the world because you can just go and sit with a dog and dogs are the best things in the world. We actually have an Instagram thing where this is me and Charlie. Sorry if any of those can't see that. I'm very aggressively pointing at. You're a cat gal.
Mm.
I'm
a dog gal.
Dog boy. And we're both adamant that dogs are better. And
cats
you're like,
are
cats are better.
Cats are better. I love it when there's a theatre cat so much. It's like a little sleepy theatre cat, a little mouser taking on the vermin.
Mm.
And
we need that.
We do. We need that right now. But it was really nice because actually playing Sandra's, you know, Elle, like you get a little bit of time off. So actually I would get to go and sit with the dog, which is also where I realised I was mildly allergic to dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like if they lick me, I'll
to
get an
fair,
itch. That part of my skin
why
will
you don't
be itchy.
Like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lick you, really?
Yeah, it's something to do with their saliva, I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Wow.
And again, not been verified, not been fact-checked. but it was a great idea. And also it was great to meet all these dogs. And and it was very fun.
Really, this is just a vehicle to meet more dogs.
Yeah,
we all want
absolutely.
More dogs.
If that can happen today, then great.
It was called Pop Idol.
Pop Idol. Stop it. That
Pop
should be a thing.
Pop Idol. That's so... What would... The singing dogs.
Yeah.
It's going to be like... How many dogs can sing? There's some videos out there, actually.
I'm trying to think of puns. Simon
think
Growl.
Of
yes! Oh, my goodness.
Simon Growl.
That was amazing.
So, look how proud of you. So,
I'm
look.
So proud.
You should be.
I would allow
not
right
the,
now if you want to give a bonus
point.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that, you get an extra point for
I'm annoyed
being
because
amazing.
I didn't. I
another
just,
zero there for Chris.
I just had to say it, so I didn't really set it up in a clever way. So apologies for that.
It
but.
Was. It was. It was good. It was
I'm
good.
Proud of you.
It's so good.
There's lots of space for puns in this room.
I want to. Yeah, we should do more.
In July, we had our final performance of Peter Pan Goes Wrong on Broadway.
Oh,
it was very.
Oh, it was
sad.
So sad. So
but
sad.
But then Peter Play That Goes Wrong off Broadway. Had a show. We had Play That Goes Wrong in DC, and we had Peter Pan Goes Wrong on Broadway, and all those casts met up. Do you remember?
Yeah, that was really fun.
We all went out for like a little drink.
Yeah, yeah.
About
that Lily's place, you know, with the flowers. That
oh my days!
There.
Yes, that was so nice.
It was so strange. We had like a room of all the different Sandras and Roberts, and it was just and it was just lovely to bring everyone together. It's not something we get to do a lot.
Yeah,
well,
it was
no,
very sweet.
Never.
No,
so far away from them.
Yeah. But also the DC cast was quite incredible because a lot of it was almost like the American All-Stars.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who'd done the show before coming back together for that shorter run. And it opened that month in Washington as well. So we had, you know, people like Alex, who had played Max on Broadway after we'd left, was there, you know, and amongst other people as well.
Yeah.
And you're just thinking, it was just so nice to kind of connect to the... To the wider family.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Really
cool
and everyone was
them.
So nice over there. Everyone was just lovely.
American,
then,
we love.
Yeah, Americans,
we
so
did
nice.
Love.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
How
ding.
Many?
What's
three
that?
Dings.
Oh, three dings. What's the ding for, though?
The ding is the quiz.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
The ding, ding quiz.
The ding, ding quiz. So throughout the year, we had lots of celebrating friends join us. I think that might be celebrity friends join us. But also celebrating friends join us to make mischief as our narrators. Can you name all of the previous and so far up to this point celebrity narrators of Peter Pan Goes Wrong?
Ding.
Yes.
We had
dinging.
Chris, you get this because you are behind.
David Suchet. Ellie Kemper, Bradley.
What's his surname? What's his surname, Chris?
Bradley Whitford.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris, Daniel Day Kim.
That's it!
That's it! Yeah, that's it!
Yeah!
is. Ding, ding, ding. Well done.
And a zero for
it. I can't believe I forgot Bradley Whitford's surname for a second. I was panicking because it was too much pressure.
No, I know.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'm not good at it.
That's why I wouldn't be good
teething.
On
it. I'm sorry.
So what is it? 2-1 now.
So it is now 2-1. But also, who is the most celebrity narrator?
Ding. Harry Kershaw.
Yes! Yes! Bonus point! She read my mind! She's psychic! She's psychic! How did you know?
Because
don't
he is.
Just make it up in the moment.
Harry yes, Kershaw. I do, because I'm in charge.
Harry Kershaw
I'm
is an
charge.
Icon. He's an icon. He's a comic genius.
He's a legend.
And that is the takeaway from this podcast.
There you go. Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I just was confused by the question. It's just not fair.
Okay, August. Peter Pan Goes Wrong opens in LA.
Yes.
Guest narrators, Bradley
Whitford.
Thank you, Daniel Day Kim and Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, dreamy. Oh.
Unbelievable
time.
Team. Bradley Whitford as well, such, like,
what
he
a
was
legend.
So funny.
His anecdotes
were incredible.
His stories.
Like, just, like, an amazing. And you got to meet, because you are the biggest West Wing fan in the world, and you got to meet the cast of West Wing. They came
we
to see
all
him.
Did. It yeah. was so cool. I couldn't. Yes, I was a bit giggly and girly, particularly just meeting all the cast. I was just like, and at one point Richard Schiff just came over and he was chatting to me, and
yes.
I was like, oh my god, just trying to get
oh
keep
god,
my
Toby,
sort of
it's so
bits
surreal.
Together.
Yeah, that was LA. That was the whole of LA for me though. I felt like constantly there was just people and things happening that I was like, this is so cool
weird
and crazy.
We met, yeah,
it was
we
really
met very cool people,
really surreal at times, quite a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And I think you just forget that LA really is just sort of the local celebrity town.
It really is. There were so many people that came in, they were just like, okay, that's that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
that.
Just live 20 minutes down the road.
Yeah,
this is where you live.
Yeah, yeah, it was unreal. And we made so many friends over there, like everyone was so nice. I really loved LA.
Everyone was really nice.
I really loved LA.
Me too.
We met some incredible people.
Yeah.
We went to Disneyland.
Disneyland, that was great. Went to the Magic
great
Castle.
That was
saw
awesome.
Magic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really awesome.
Big shout out to El Ropo.
Oh my God, El Ropo, my favorite.
Honestly, one of
the best.
He just
magic
does
acts.
Rope tricks, but my God, it's some of the best magic you've ever seen.
Really?
El Ropo, yeah,
it's
just sits in the corner at a table.
With a little piece of string, and
yep.
It is just amazing.
He's got his mask on, you can't really see him.
El
he's just
Ropo.
El Ropo, and he yeah. just does magic with a rope, but he's genuinely, everyone before was like, you have to see El Ropo. He's been there
I'm
for
so
like.
I'm so glad we did.
He's potentially a ghost in the building, like he's just been there forever.
Honestly.
And then
yeah.
you watch him, and his act is just. Unbelievable.
And he's got the best chat. Oh.
Best chat.
All right, check him out.
So, LA,
if you're
perfect.
In LA and
loved
go to
it,
Magic
yeah.
Castle.
Check them out. We also had the schools were back in the USA and students started work and rehearsals for the licensed one-act version of the Paper Girls.
Oh,
yes!
Wow.
And that
yeah,
was cool.
So cool.
And we got loads of messages, didn't we?
Yeah.
People, like school kids doing the Play
yeah.
That Goes Wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, it was so
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
It was very, very, very cool.
Yeah, and then also Play That Goes Wrong closed in DC. So they had their little run, which is why Bartley then came back to join
came
us.
Came back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Bartley
yeah,
Booze.
Teamed up with
Bartley
Booze.
Thank goodness.
Another legend.
Because
yeah.
it would have been really strange, I think, just if people know, Bartley was the alternate for Jonathan when he was away doing Mind Mangler. So he played Dennis, but he wasn't an official understudy. But then he came back in as an understudy when we went to LA when we couldn't bring everyone with us. People were busy or doing other things. And so it was really nice that we started and ended with Bartley.
Yeah.
I know.
He never
I
quite
know.
Got away, which I'm so happy about. And now he's understudying on Mind Mangler. Oh,
exactly. He just cannot
Everyone's
escape us.
He's incredible and we love him.
He's so
we
talented.
Do.
Just a big, big shout out to Bartley.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Bartley. Also, okay. No quiz for August.
Okay.
We're moving on.
Doesn't seem fair when someone's so far behind. That
you're not so far behind. You've got the David Cicic.
It's 3-1.
It is 3-1.
I'm basically never ever
going to
win.
Read
I'm basically.
My mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in September, The Play That Goes Wrong had its 9th anniversary in the
wow.
West End.
Wow. We're coming up to 10.
Yes.
Wow. That's so exciting.
I feel old.
Yeah. That's freaking
10 years.
That's why we need to learn Neil Patrick Harris's skin routine.
We really do.
Yeah.
Water, vitamin C.
Water, vitamin C.
I asked Daniel Day Kim as well, and he said vitamin C and SPF.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've heard
all
about this
SPF
thing. Yeah, I've heard about this. I've heard
you
it's really
to.
Good stuff. And Amazing. Not smoking.
That'll be
that will
good.
Help.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why I look like maybe. An aged
You don't look like
man.
An aged man.
As I don't say a rude thing.
I know. I don't know. I'm you're the one who swore today.
I know, and it's going to be beeped. And I feel shame.
But you know what it means? You're an adult.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what you do when you say
I've been on the cruise, Charlie.
Also, Play That Goes Wrong teamed up with London Battersea.
Oh!
Yes. Battersea Cats and Dogs Home.
Yes.
And that was so special, Cats
I
and
have never
dogs.
Been more jealous when I saw that they went and met dogs.
I know,
for
Chris.
I would have lost
out.
My mind,
well, the
honestly.
Cats. I could have met the cats.
Imagine, I don't care about the cats.
Imagine just a shot of me with, like, kittens all over me.
That would be amazing.
Can we have that? Can we organise that? I'll just go to the
I think
cat
just
room
ask
and,
them
and cover me in tuna and I'll just lie there and all these
eaten
cats
to death because
yeah,
that's
mind.
What cats would do.
I know
they would kill you and they
do you
wouldn't
know why?
Feel
because
guilty
they're not
about
sentimental
it. Whereas dogs they would yeah they'd maul me but they'd feel bad about it afterwards. That's why dogs are better.
No, cats are better because they're cool. Really
ask
cool.
me a quiz.
Peter Pan Goes Wrong opened on the UK tour in Richmond.
Yes it did.
Oh yeah,
with the
one
lady,
the lady Keira Morris.
Lady Keira Morris. Yeah.
And many other incredible cast members.
Yeah, and half the cast who are now with us in Peter Pan Goes Wrong in the West End.
Yeah, that
Lyric.
Was brilliant. Although, I don't know if we should tell the story, but when I went to see it in Richmond, because they had literally only just opened and they still had a few technical issues, the UV light didn't come on.
Yeah.
For
and
the UV entire, fish scene.
Yeah, the entire UV fish scene was in darkness.
So it was about a two and a half minute
so
scene
funny.
In darkness.
With just the noise just of like wood occasionally
slamming. It
you.
Was genuinely one of the funniest actual Goes Wrong things. We all died with
Shall
laughing.
We explain what it was supposed to be for people who might not know? Or do we
yeah,
just
well,
leave that
not
to the imagination?
Too much of a spoiler, but basically a really cool scene where you in the dark UV light shines up these fish and it's all to beautiful music. But of course, being Cornley, it goes wrong.
But not supposed to go so wrong that
you can't
the
see
UV
anything.
Isn't on.
And
it's just darkness
it.
And you
That's
just hear people silly. Walking on stage.
I think the audience got it. And they got the best laugh for the line.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything quite like that before.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should cut it every day.
Yeah, I know.
That's the new joke.
It is
That's
a long
joke.
It's,
people
a, it's
yeah.
a long
it's
joke.
2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's long for darkness. And the play that goes wrong off Broadway extended again.
I didn't know that.
Yes. That's so cool. Very cool. I know that the audiences in New York are awesome and they the play that goes wrong is super cool over there. It's a really good production.
I never got to see it. I'm so upset. Mm. I want to go.
Yeah.
Did you not?
I never went.
They
yeah.
were so
I know I heard
good.
They were so good.
So good.
I did.
Everyone's so good.
Yeah.
But ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yes.
Big
Buzz.
Shout out to Matty DiCarlo, actually.
Yes,
he's
actually,
an amazing
yes.
director.
Another director I'd really
yeah,
love to interview.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, you should.
I will.
Yeah.
This is it. I've said it. 2024, I shall interview you, Matt DiCarlo, my dear friend. He's just incredible.
He's so good.
Yeah,
so good.
He's such an incredible guardian of
your
the way that goes wrong over in America.
Of your hearts.
And
you
of our hearts.
Hearts.
You said hearts again. Interesting. No one actually brought up hearts. You said a different word, but you just
what
said
did
hearts.
Say,
hey. I'm trying to influence the card with my own mind, so it will change to hearts.
It's like, yeah, it's the secret, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, but ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding.
Okay.
In September, we partnered with Battersea for their Wear Blue for Rescue campaign, visiting the centre and raising money. I know you didn't get to visit the centre, Chris. I'm so sorry.
Sad.
Can you guess how much money we raised for them?
Oh, I mean, okay, we don't want to go too high because it will be awkward if it's actually not that high.
Yes,
so.
Very good. Much like age.
Let's go £7,000.
Okay, £7,000 from LA.
How long was it?
I'm going to give it...
How long were they raising money for?
A month.
£6,999.
So you win, Chris, because it was £6,486.91. So
good.
It's now
3-2. I can bring this
LA,
back.
And okay. you got a zero there, Ellie, just for fairness.
That's fine.
Okay. October, nothing happened.
Woo!
Oh, really?
I've got nothing.
No, we all came back from
I had a holiday.
America. We were all really tired.
Yeah, I was broken. Yeah,
everything was just still running. We had Play That Goes Wrong in America and in the UK. We had a tour of Peter Pan Goes Wrong. Life was cool.
Yeah.
And then in November, Mind Mangler opens off Broadway.
Woo!
So it is in the same venue as the Play That Goes Wrong.
Next door?
Yeah, like it's in the New World Stages.
Cool.
Everybody check it out. It's absolutely brilliant. It's got original writers and cast members, Henry Lewis and Jonathan Sayer, and Bartley Booz, and I believe...
Adam and Christine.
Adam and Christine, and we've got Kent, I think, isn't there? Like, we've got incredible cast members.
Ophelia's costume, yeah.
Great crew. Go and check that out.
It's very good.
And Peter Pan Goes Wrong opened on the West End.
Yeah, yay. Which is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
We're in work, yeah.
And that was super fun as well. I mean, we had 3 days of rehearsal with the... current tour cast that are joining us, and that was wild. But aren't
so
we lucky?
Much fun. Yeah.
Because I was saying this to someone, and it's gonna hear me out. We were super lucky when we were in New York. We had a great gang coming over from the UK, but also to meet the incredible crew, understudies, people who joined us in America. I felt it felt quite sort of miraculous incredible that group was. So I was just like, well, you know what? You know, that lightning doesn't strike twice. Maybe we won't get along with the talk-offs or something.
Yeah.
I was like managing my expectations. And they're just the loveliest.
They are awesome, man.
And incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And such a joy to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fun.
Lightning struck twice.
It does. Yeah. It really does, actually.
It does, actually. Does it? Have you been hit by lightning
That's
twice?
Been a
that
fact.
Is fact
that
check.
Is a fact check.
Verified.
Verified.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding,
yes,
ding,
we
ding.
Have no time. Okay. So, it's getting exciting now.
Oh, my God.
November. We're currently back in the West End with Peter Pan Goes Wrong, with London cabs lining up to pick lots of happy customers up and take them places. Do you know how many car horns we hear during the show? I will give you like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Five.
Six.
Five and six?
Yeah.
The answer is six.
No! No, yes! It's not. I doubted myself. As soon as I said five, I was just like, you know it's not going to be five. It's going to be six.
Three in the first scene, one in the forest, and two after the Yoho revolt.
A boat. There's two, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
I'm furious.
Another point to Ellie. It's now 4-2.
I'm furious.
Can I bring it back?
Because there's also the card thing where you could win 5 points.
Yeah. Oh.
If you get them both.
Okay.
December.
Okay, December.
The month we are in now.
We're doing
the
this.
Play that goes wrong was mentioned on The Simpsons.
Oh, my days. That was huge.
So cool.
That was unreal.
Haven't still quite like taken this in.
Yeah.
There's a kid, if I could time travel, there is a girl. She's come home from school. She hasn't changed out of her school uniform. She's had her dinner and she is allowed to watch The Simpsons, even though her dad isn't entirely sure it's appropriate for her. But the reason he lets her watch it is because Lisa is her favourite character and Lisa is clever and wants to study and wants to work hard. And so he's decided that she's allowed to watch it because
she's Lisa.
She's a good role model. And I loved that book. I mean, it's amazing.
It's so
it
good.
Is.
And the fact
Incredible.
It pinned, that was a really cool moment. Yeah. That was really cool seeing that.
It was in the signage.
Because the lads have been to the studio where they write as well.
Yeah,
they've signed the wall, haven't they, in The Simpsons, which is unbelievable.
And we've got David and other people who make The Simpsons actually have come to see us as well.
Oh, yeah, they saw. We met them in when we did Peter Pan Goes Wrong.
In LA, and just incredible people
who
have been really
supportive. So cool. Yeah, unbelievable.
And I just can't quite believe it. But it's referenced in an episode that's set in Scotland because Lisa visits the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Which is also so cool,
And our show is mentioned on a sign with the others. So it's the play that goes wrong, which is quite cool. That's our one.
Yeah.
Goes wrong. And then there's musical, the play. There's Hamlet with real dogs. And three tall men eating cereal.
Love it.
As well as other made-up titles.
Guys, they've still got it. The Simpsons have still got it.
They still got it.
They never lost it.
I found out a really fun fact about The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. If you look at a profile of... profile's the side, right?
Yeah.
Profile of Homer Simpson. Mm-hmm. His hairline is an M. And his ear is a G. Matt Groening.
Someone told me this. Was it you that told me that?
It was Greg told us the other day when we were playing board games.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good fact. Yeah, there you go.
And also, of course, Greg knew that.
Yeah,
I know, right? Ding, 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 ding.
Well, also, just before, 4 years ago, our first episode of the Goes Wrong Show sitcom episode with the Spirit of Christmas.
4 years ago?
4 years ago. I didn't think it was that long, but it was. Because of pandemic. Pandemic.
We not mention the pandemic.
We can mention it. We've talked about COVID a lot, haven't we?
I was about to say, I was like, I think they know.
The ship has sailed. Yeah. The resilient lady has gone. She's swearing away on the open seas. But so there it is.
Swearing away on the open seas. Very
Full
good, Charlie Russell. Take a bow.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Come on,
in December,
on,
the play that goes wrong was referenced in The Simpsons, and our shows have featured in a lot of TV shows and movies to date. But can you guess which one of these shows our show has not been in?
Yep.
Okay? So, Don't Tell the Bride, Marvel's Loki, Pointless, The Chase, and Marvel's The Eternals.
I know the answer to this.
Which one hasn't it been in?
I think it's Marvel's Loki.
Marvel's Loki.
I was going to say that too, though.
You can both say that.
I will say that.
You both say Marvel's Loki?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So, in Pointless, it was a question on a quiz.
Yeah.
It was an answer. technically, isn't that the way around it goes? Yep. Yeah. Or it's a question. I don't know how. Yeah. I love Pointless, but it was very exciting when it was on there. Marvel's Loki,
it
is
like the first one it was on, wasn't it? It was the first time, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time we were like, oh, people talk about it then.
And then Don't Tell the Bride. It was a themed episode. One
what?
Of you know, Don't Tell the Bride is where
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, have you not heard about this?
No,
watched it.
The groom, I've seen a bit of it. The groom wanted, he thought that the bride would enjoy a wedding themed.
Goes wrong. Wow,
so great.
I have to watch that.
But in Marvel's The Eternals, the comedy about bank robbery is seen.
It's in the background, yeah.
Yeah, because it's at the Criterion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And in The Chase, it was a question
again.
Yeah. Very cool.
So,
wow.
But I said it first, and you kind of copied my answer.
Well, I.
You copied my answer, though, didn't you? Do you remember the one you
But then
just
you know how the
answer?
Earlier you went remember? Just £1 underneath what you thought.
Hey.
Ellie's.
Hey. That ain't cheating. That ain't cheating.
That ain't cheating.
That ain't cheating that from this sprinter.
Sprinter.
Okay.
I'll let you deal with what
current
you want,
scores
but I think we all
are.
Agree.
I think. We
Chris,
can both get a point.
You have three. Ellie, you have.
We can both get a point, can't
five.
We?
Five. Yeah, you both got a point. Okay, yeah. Here it is. I want your final guess. The suit and the number.
I'm going to say the Eight of Hearts.
So Ellie is going like with the Eight
that's my initial
of Hearts.
Thought.
Chris.
Will it be who's nearest or if we...
You get a point if you get the number right, a point if you get the suit right, and, okay. And 5 points if you
it's
got...
It's a heart. It's
you're
a heart.
You're going
to
go with
it has
heart.
To be a heart. And it's going to be...
We didn't do a scramble. We didn't look around at all. Wait, let's scramble.
Oh! I lost the team.
I've lost everything.
Oh, the hanging little thing.
This says, nope, not here. That's cute. I just kind of
want
to...
Christmas card.
I just want to believe that I'm psychic, so like I...
Damn you.
What does it say?
Oh, no. There was a bauble. I opened it and it says, is the answer here? No.
Like we'd make it that easy. This
no!
Is a... Just guess.
Hearts.
Mm.
It's...
And...
A queen of hearts.
Queen. Okay.
Okay, wait. I was going to... Oh.
It is hearts.
Yes. I'll say this one.
So you each get a point. But the answer is... The four of hearts!
So you win. No.
Which is also written on my notepad. And if you were to look in your Christmas cards... Look inside the envelope.
Oh, God. Man, this was such a cool...
But that's
I love
okay.
That.
I'm going to say that me initially thinking that... Where does it say four?
Is it in the envelope?
Oh, there's four hearts on the back. That is clever.
Isn't that really cool?
Oh, my God, I love that.
This is so
But there
cool.
are also red herrings everywhere.
I love that. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I want to do this again next year.
But
have
you know,
me back.
Chris, do you know what that means?
Yeah,
the
lose.
Winner of the 2023 Christmas New Year Festive Mischief Makers podcast episode quiz extravaganza is Ellie Morris! And you get a prize.
What do you get?
Oh my God, what do I get?
Oh my God, it's like proper prizes.
Oh my God, is it chocolate?
It's chocolate.
Yes!
And do you know
oh,
who
look,
also wins?
The Slay Team.
Because we share a dressing room.
Oh,
wow!
Oh,
you don't
my
have to
gosh.
Share that with me.
Oh, I love it. Jolly Penguin, thank you so much.
You're
Two
so welcome.
Years
I feel
in a row.
Honoured.
Thank you all for joining me on this
oh, yes.
festive episode of Mischief Makers podcast. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and let's have a wonderful 2024, shall we? Maybe
yes.
next year you will redeem yourself.
I
Chris.
Absolutely am coming back next year to win.
Oh, that's so fun. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
That was so much fun.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy New Year. Yay.
Happy New Year.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.